peace theme? Is that what you're
saying? I have no idea. I just know that's not me hearing about it. I can't stay in peace.
If I can please have everyone's attention, we'll call this meeting to order. If I can have everybody's attention and back, please, we'll call the meeting to order at this time. If we'd all rise and salute the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, Ms. Vega, call roll, please.
Thank you. Director Tacker? Here. Director Schicker?
Here.
Director Legrell?
Here.
Vice President Hensley?
Here.
President Gustafson?
Here. Before we get started, who do we have to thank for the roses? That's a very nice touch, whoever brought them, but certainly appreciate that. Oh, I think Bob raised his thumb, so thank you, Bob. Oh, okay. Good, but thank you very much. And at this time, I'd like to introduce a new temporary worker for the district, Chuck McClanahan. Chuck, could you put your hand up? Chuck's got 32 years of experience with the Sheriff's Department, San Luis Obispo, and as a peace officer. And what we've done is hired Chuck on a temporary basis in order to afford a little more protection. And he'll be working with the uniformed sheriff in back. And I know there's been some press on snitch and these kinds of things. Believe me, no problem at all. It's just a question. We're just trying to make the meetings more orderly. And thank you very much, Chuck, for being here. Mr. Seitz, do you have anything that you want to start the meeting off with?
Thank you. Mr. President, am I on now?
Bob turns me off, turns me on. Mr. President, members of the board, members of the audience, this is going to take a little time. I'm going to report on closed session, and then pursuant to the agenda, I will make some comments on recall and election issues during board meetings. First, at 2 o'clock this afternoon, the board did adjourn to closed session. And get the right file here in front of me, discuss a number of items. Under litigation, and this is all pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9, we discussed five cases. One is the Chevron, the Los Osos Community Service District versus Chevron. As you probably have read in the newspaper or otherwise in the agenda, the board, during closed session, did consider the settlement agreement. The basic terms are $850,000 for the settlement. They did, on a 5-0 vote, authorize the president to sign that agreement. That agreement is in the agenda binder and is a public record. So, if you want to, if you're interested in it, you come by and pick it up at the meeting. On the agenda item later on today, that will be just the focus of that agenda item, and I believe it's agenda item F on your agenda, will be the adoption of the resolution regarding the use of those funds in relation to the water department. there's also is on our LOCSD versus Cal Cities Water Company. This is the groundwater adjudication case. The board did hear an update but took no reportable action. On CCLO versus the Coastal Commission, this is a petition filed by CCLO challenging the coastal development permit that was issued by the Coastal Commission. The district, along with the Los Osos Community Service District, along with the Coastal Commission and various other agencies, are respondents to that petition. Again, we heard an update regarding that litigation, but the board took no reportable action. Then there is a new lawsuit that was recently filed, again, by concerned citizens of Los Osos versus the Los Osos Community Service District. This lawsuit challenges the draft financial plan that was submitted to the State Water Resources Control Board as part of the qualification process for the state revolving loan. On a 3-2 vote, with Directors Schicker and Tacker dissenting, the board authorized the district to defend that lawsuit and further authorized that I was allowed to retain or have the authority to retain Harriet Steiner from the law firm of McDonough, Holland and Allen to provide assistance in that defense. The last one is a tort claim filed by Lynn Kornbaum. That, on a 5-0 vote, the district rejected that claim. Moving on to property, this is conference with real property negotiators pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.8 regarding price and terms of payment for acquisition of certain easements and entrances and portions of real property. This all having to do with the wastewater treatment project. I'll go through these very briefly. Sea Pines Golf Course, this is a piece of property necessary for a pump station. I think I have that correct. They gave instructions to our negotiator, but otherwise took no reportable action. The core properties is an easement for the wastewater treatment facility. And then on a 5-0 vote, they instructed the general manager to give an offer, but if the offer wasn't accepted, to agendize a resolution of necessity to commence eminent domain proceedings if required. And then as to Morrow Shores, again, this is another easement for the project. On a 3-2 vote, again, with directors Schicker and Tacker dissenting, authorized the general manager to make a settlement offer and, if necessary, to schedule a resolution of necessity, which again would commence eminent domain proceedings. And then lastly, under personnel, there was the general manager's performance evaluation. This is pursuant to Government Code Section 54957. Again, there was a general manager's evaluation, but the board took no reportable action during that evaluation process.
Thank you, Mr. Seitz.
Now, you want me to do the next one, too?
Please.
Thank you.
I was just thanking you for the first half of it.
Yeah. This is probably, hopefully, it will get shorter. The item on the agenda is right after a call to order, and it says announcement regarding electioneering and boardroom. At the conclusion of the last meeting, and this is probably, I take a little bit of fault for this on my own, I noticed that there were certain electioneering activities being taken inside the boardroom, hanging of posters and operating of booths. And I felt kind of bad. I thought there was an issue there, but I really couldn't put my finger on it, and I wish I could have at that time. But regardless, I ended up writing a letter to a number of groups, and I wrote them to a number of groups because I thought they were kind of stakeholders, number one, in the recall, and number two, I was afraid if I left somebody out, they might be offended. So I probably, if you got this letter, I'm going to read it to the audience, and you think I overreacted, I apologize, but my excuse is I thought some people might have been offended if they didn't, wouldn't have got the letter. And here's the letter. Please be advised that the use of public facilities to support or oppose elections is a prohibited expenditure of public funds. Please accept this letter as notice that the hanging of posters, signs, establishing and operating booths, or other use of LOCSD facilities, including board meeting rooms, to support, gather signatures, and or oppose, etc., the existing recall is prohibited. The purpose of this letter is to provide you and members of your organization with notice and is not intended to accuse any individual, group, or organization of wrongdoing. I intend to make a public announcement at the commencement of the next LOCSD board meeting regarding the prohibitions outlined herein. However, if you believe other groups or organizations should receive prior notice, please contact me at my office. I did have conversations, really genteel conversations, with several of the groups. They did ask that I provide some authority for this, and for those of you that have pencils and papers and are interested in hearing some of this, this is just going to be brief. So, but first of all, you take a look at Government Code Section 82022, which defines elections. Elections means any primary, general, special, or recall election held in this state. Next one you go to, and this is mostly out of the Political Reform Act, it's Government Code Section 85300 regarding public monies. No public officer shall expend and no candidate shall accept any public monies for the purpose of seeking elective office. Again, it's my opinion that a recall is that process whereby the residents seek to elect new members to the board. And lastly, and probably the most pertinent one, is Government Code Section 8314, which is the use of public resources for unauthorized purposes. It is unlawful for any elected state or local officer, including any state or local appointee, employee, or consultant, to use or permit others to use public resources for campaign activity or personal or other purposes which are not specifically authorized by law. It's my view, and I think I'm absolutely correct in this, that this meeting room is rented with public funds to conduct a public meeting, and it's an opportunity for the members of the audience to participate on those items that are on the agenda. So one of the things that came up during my discussions was, what about people at the podium? I draw a rough and probably a little bit of a gray distinction. Your body has the right to be here at this meeting. You are part of the public meeting. And I think that's the distinction between hanging posters on the walls and operating booths in the back of in a public facility during a public meeting room. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sines. Director Tacker?
I can save this for agenda item 19. Are we going to be discussing this again under that? Sorry, it says here we're talking about bylaw development.
I wasn't intending, by the way, agenda item 19 is develop additional proposed edits to board bylaws. I'm prepared to discuss those issues and any other issues regarding the bylaws during that agenda item. Specifically, though, I wasn't planning to address this issue, but I'd be happy to further amplify.
I could probably save it.
If you want to raise it at that time.
I'll raise it.
Okay. At this time, we're going to go into the public hearings. And the first public hearing is discussing options to support the Los Osos Library. And we had this on our last agenda, and we didn't get to it. Well, I think it was midnight before we got to it. So we promised to put the first item on the agenda, the next agenda. Mr. Buell.
Thank you, Mr. President. This evening, what we're trying to do is to get feedback from the community on options to support our Los Osos Branch Library. I want to thank Brian Reynolds and the Friends of the Library for being here, and anybody else who's attended. As the President noted, we had invited a number of entities, the Friends of the Library, the Los Osos Community Advisory Council, Los Osos Baywood Park Chamber of Commerce, Concerned Citizens of Los Osos Technical Task Force, People Helping People, the Los Osos Rotary Club, and the Los Osos Kiwanis Club, and the South Bay Community Center, if they had comments or if they were interested in participating in a coalition to support our library. I do want to emphasize that thanks to the good efforts of Library Director Brian Reynolds and the kind effort of the Board of Supervisors, we have a window of opportunity. We do have funding to keep our library open through at least July of 2006. What we're trying to do is to discuss ways to raise funds and to help ensure that that we keep our library. With that, Mr. President, your board did want to have further discussion of this item. You have appointed Director Tacker to serve as a liaison to any groups that are willing to work with us or whether we take a secondary position. I think our only goal is to help in any way we can to support the Los Osos Library.
Thank you, Mr. Buell. Board comment? I'll open it up right now to public comment. Any public comment on this item?
Good evening. My name is Dottie Dorothy Hammond, and I live in Los Osos, and I am the president of the Friends of Los Osos Library. And I don't know if there has been a meeting of coalition members yet. Can anybody advise me of that?
Not yet.
If there is no objection, we still want comment this evening, but if there is no objection, I will send out a notice to the members.